Blind Cool Tech, March 31st, 2006.
Man, did I get the right coordinates? Is this even the right planet? Looks so blue! Oh well, here we go! Oh no, this is going to be one rough landing! Oh god! Oh, that is a rough landing! I bet you there is good content on that program! Oh well, I better go introduce myself to the inhabitants of this planet. Greetings, Earthlings. My name is Wuxi Elwuxi, and I have come from the planet Blind Quartet. I want to tell you how great my planet is, so I'm going to tap you into the data stream. You can listen in on the communications as they go along. Yeah, listen.
How are you? Good boy, little buddy. How about... It's Recycle Day here in Louisville. We have to go around some of the bins that are in the sidewalk. And I think that was a recycle truck going by. That's it, little buddy. There's another one. You're a good dog. Get you a good little sniff in there too, huh? Very interesting recycle bins. There's another one. Good boy. Well, at least you didn't stick your head in that one. Good boy. Boy. That's it, little buddy. There you go. Back on the side. Sorry for the distraction there. Got several things I want to... Good boy. I want to talk with you about this morning. One of them, the list. And, well, let me go ahead and get started with that. I also want to talk about traveling with a guide dog. Oh, here's that hill again. And some of the considerations. And a few other topics. You know how we are, just sort of ramble on. Gotta tell you about the list first. You know, we've had a character having some fun with the sending words to Eloquence that crash it. And there is a fix, by the way, over at the Freedom Scientific page for JAWS. And there you go, little buddy. It's all right. Go ahead. What you got there? Okay, good boy. Right in between two. You are a good little buddy. I am too impressed with you, little man. Man, Jake did so good at Seaside. Well, he was quirky in places, but man, he really, really impressed me. Anyway, the Window Eyes people really, I suggest switching over to Deck Talk. That's what I did. And Mario at work tried the fix out, and I'll post a link to that at some point. And I think Jeff already has on his website, just to make it easier to find on the Freedom Scientific website. Well, I gotta tell you, it's gorgeous out this morning. I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt. yesterday afternoon, it was downright hot walking home. I'm ready for it though. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and leave free lists open. And, you know, a lot of people made some good points discussing this, because discussing this whole controversy, or just the action of moving the list to a new place. The new place, by the way, is send a, well, look on the contacts page. That's the way we're going to do it from now on. That way, if you get a an old podcast, if you want to be going to old places, so, you know, if we can just keep one place that we refer to, we'll be in good shape. So go to Flying Cool Tech and look at the contacts link. And there's a link there for the new email subscription, the email list, which is back to being some good open discussion about a wide variety of topics from a lot of intelligent people. So it's really nice not to have a, well, it was kind of like that. It's trying like to have a, the old list was getting to be like trying to have a conversation with a bus going by like that. It was too much noise. So we're going to switch over to this, or are switching over to the new list. I'm leaving the old one open, because I'm learning a lot from this, actually. And, you know, if the guy starts, if he's the only one left in there, and he just starts sending thousands of messages or whatever, it's just kind of interesting to observe this. And, you know, I, for one, really have had my eyes opened up about the anonymousness of email. Actually, this guy did leave some pretty good tracks, so I'm not going to talk about him anymore, though, because that's what he wants, just to, so let's suffice it to say that we've learned a lot about security. And, you know, an email list like Freelist, the server that was handling the email, it's a great service for general use. You know, when you have a group of agreeable or even disagreeable people, there's lots of email lists where you get into raging arguments, and people get into that. And you know, who's to say that wouldn't happen on Blind Cool Tech too? But in general, Blind Cool Tech has been an email list with some civilized, decent, polite conversation. We've got our chocolate, we've got our scotch, kick back, and just learn from each other and enjoy the experience. But then, you know, when the bus comes through the middle of the room, we just move over to another room. And, really, nobody's won or lost anything. We just found a quiet place to talk. It's a little more secure. Now you have to have a key to get in that room. And, you know, that points out the whole internet security issues, really. You can make an email list or an FTP site secure enough to withstand a pretty darn good attack. But when you do that, you inconvenience the other people. And it, you know, maybe we're in a world now where we've seen our inconveniences increased, and I'm glad for one to do them, like, and you know, increase security checks at the airports. I've got no problem with that at all. That's the world we live in today, and I think it's the same thing in the digital world. We just have to be a little more aware than we were last year, or last decade anyway. I think we've been aware for a few years. And for any of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I don't want to set off any alarms or anything, but one of the things that was happening on the old list, besides this pest sending over strings that would crash your speech, which is a total joke in the first place, but beyond that, he spoofed, which is wrote an email and made it look like it came from someone else. And you know, when you see one from somebody that you clearly know is out of character for them, you're like, I'm sorry, I don't want to use like. Oh, coffee. We should stop in there, Jake. No go? Okay. You're offended and you feel a little something for the guy. Oh, you feel a lot for him. And it does outrage you. When it happens to you, though, well, before I say that, you know, you look at that and you say, well, everyone on this list clearly knows that that's not from this person because, A, it's so out of character, and B, it's just so out of the blue. There was the guy spoofed some emails from me and from Daryl saying, oh, I'm sorry, I'm the one that wrote that Trojan horse. I thought it was a joke and blah, blah, blah. And wrote some, apparently went to some religious site and copied some flame over there and pasted it in under somebody's name here. What I'm trying to point out is that this is not unique to this mailing list. This can happen anytime, anywhere. Somebody can pose as you. There's websites that let you do that. You just need to be aware of that. What the answer is, I don't know. We need to explore that more. You know, perhaps it's digital signatures or PGP or a different type of email transport. The thing though is, when you see this message that spoofs someone else, you know that it's not them, and you're outraged and you feel for them. But there's something else happens when it happens to you. And I didn't even see the messages, but I heard that Neil and I both got spoofed. And Sam did. I feel so embarrassed about this. I mean, I don't know what we can do any more than switching over to this more secure list. But anyway, when it's from you, know that the people on this list know you. I know you wouldn't say that, but it's, you know, there's people that might read this a few years later and you think of the places where this person could spoof you, and it outrages you. You know, I told you about the one where he tried to spoof mine and Daryl's address about the Trojan horse software, but he did one of Neil that was so out of character, I actually laughed when I first read it. It was like some kind of British humor, you know. And what it was, I think the woman had asked a question, and then she said she was using a Mac, and, you know, I don't know how well you guys know Neil, but Neil is the most gracious, accommodating, one of the most, I mean, he'd never say anything to hurt your feelings, or in any way say anything negative. Well, this character spoofs, impersonates Neil, and answers her, oh, that explains, you know, something to the effect of, that explains it. You're using a Mac. You know, that's stupid. You ought to be using a real computer. And that is so, when I read that, it was so 180 degrees opposite of anything that would ever come from Neil. But you know what? That wasn't funny to Neil at all. You know, that's Neil's reputation. And, well, it's a crime. Everybody knows this now, and I will say their legal actions are being taken. There I go again. We're not talking about this anymore, about this guy, unless something significant happens. And no, I'm not even going to say that. Okay, enough. Go on. So, the new email address, I guess I do need to give it to you on here just in case you don't have access to the web or whatever at the moment. It's blindcooltech-subscribe@thelovetobeablindy.net address, and that's spelled funnily. So let me spell it for you. Good boy, little buddy. That's it. I think we can do it. I'll just wait for some traffic here. Yeah, we're good. No? Tell you what, we'll push the button. When in doubt. Yeah. Okay, left. LUV, the digit 2, the letter B is in boy, the letter A, blindy, which is blyndi.net. So it's blindcooltech-subscribe@lovetobeablindy.net. And by the way, check out Love to Be a Blindy. Goodboy.net on the web. It's a pretty darn neat website. I'm really glad to see Shaitan. I think that's how you're pronouncing it, right, my man? Stepping up and contributing so much to Blind Cool Tech with his talent and his time. And do check out lovetobeablindy.net. And I hope we can make Blind Cool Tech become a big part of that community there. I hadn't gone through it extensively, but just good look at it is, wow, I'm really impressed. And you know, Shaitan, maybe there's some stuff we can do together that like to help automate getting this audio out into a an XML or an RSS feed. That's it, little buddy. So, you know, like we're talking about setting something up where some scripts where it would look in the FTP folder, and if a file already had a tag, if it already had the ID3 tag info, we could extract what we need to put for the show notes and the author out of there. And you know, I really don't see why this, we're getting to the point where we really could have almost, well, not today, but if it keeps growing like this, this really could be almost like a 24-hour radio station, except without having to be there when you wanted to hear something. So you would just like you do now, just look at the shows that might interest you and either listen to them or copy them over, or just copy them over and delete them if you don't want them, if you get the space. That's the easiest way. I gave a talk the other day about podcasting and its application for the distribution of media. And, good boy. Good boy. Hey. And, Dean Martineau, in the last Thursday's, or yesterday, I guess that was. I don't know why he's stopping there. Good boy. Had four links to, I'm going to say this wrong. Is it Podnovel? And some other websites where there were books you could get as podcasts. And then Shaitan sent some cool stuff over about all kinds of links on about Disney podcasts, both from Disney itself and from other people just doing it about Disney things. And Shaitan, man, you need to do us a career cast, my man. That sounds like some fascinating stuff you got out there. And you know, like Mary said, you've got a good future ahead of you. You're a really intelligent guy and got a lot of good stuff going on. And I hope we can, I hope we can all work together a lot in the years to come ahead. Good boy, little buddy. It is windy out here this morning. Right. Right in front of Clifton's Pizza. We'll get a little whiff of last night's pizza there. So we are going to keep the free list one open, but as I was saying, it is not designed for this sustained attack. you can go in there and configure it to do some things, but you know what, people, all this blind cool tech stuff, there's nobody, and there's no payroll here, there's nobody can spend a few hours a day messing with that, or it's all volunteer. So, and and Shaitan has volunteered to set up a more secure email list, and it's looking like it is working superbly. I probably should wait. The car stopped. Okay. Good boy. That's a little buddy. Oh, in case you don't know, I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, and we're walking to work, about 2 miles. My guide dog, Jake, is doing the navigation here. I'm just along for the ride and maybe a little direction. And a good praise or two. Hello, buddy. Jake, you're bouncing. Why are you bouncing? It's starting to drizzle out here this morning. I think we'll probably beat it, though. So, also, talking about volunteers and people that are pitching into this project, whatever project it turns out to be, Thomas Schaefer, I mentioned to you, I don't know if you guys, well, yeah, I know some of you have noticed, but the download speeds have substantially increased since we moved over to explorations.net, which is Tom's internet service provider, a company that he actually owns. So, man, that is awesome. We've got bandwidth. Tom was telling me the other day we had 80 gigs of transfers in one day. Whoa. That's a lot of data. So anyway, back to the email list. I'm going to go ahead and keep free lists open. Because, as I mentioned, one thing I want to just observe and learn a little bit. And also, we changed the subscription to suggest that people come over to the new list, that this one is out of control. And it is. It's, if you wanted to learn something, and you know what, I guess if this guy's purpose was to bring the eloquence crash issue to an immediate resolution, he'll probably accomplish his task. And I guess we can thank him for that. It's some rather unorthodox techniques. Oh man, it's starting to rain now. I forgot my bag too. I was gonna put my raincoat in my bag, and I forgot to do that. But then I forgot the bag too. I thought maybe we could beat the rain this morning. There, it's slacking off again. Did we ever, I think we mentioned one time walking in the rain how you can hear the street and cars and like trash cans and whatever, or the rain's hitting them. It's almost like, it's coming down now. Oh, I don't want to get these microphones wet. I think the recorder should be okay. Anyway, we may have to take cover up here, little buddy. See, I don't think this thing is... It hadn't been working to cross this way. Yeah, let's go straight. Oh, it did work. Okay. I'm crazy. Actually, there's a bus stop two blocks up. I can duck in there. If it really... Tell you what, little buddy, let's step it up a little bit. There we go. Hey, we were looking for an excuse to jog the other day, weren't we? It's all down there. Okay. Well, not it. Hey, I'm a Gemini, what can I say? And this is Kentucky. The weather changes, as they say everywhere. So this new list, Shaitan has volunteered to put some filters on it and do some monitoring as needed. Oh man, it is coming down now. And it seems to be working, like I said, great. So, if you're interested in talking more about the subjects we just touch on, really, in the podcast, head on over there. It's that address I gave you, blindcooltech-subscribe at lovetobeablindy.net. And, enjoy some good conversation. You know what? I really don't mind walking in the rain if I've got some cover. I might just have to... Yeah, I've only got two more blocks to go. Maybe we should step it up. How about that? Gee. Yeah, let's duck in here. Come on. You can get out of the rain too, little buddy. Have a seat. Not under the water. You're sitting in the rain, you goofball. You want to get up under here? There you go. That's my good doggy. You're all wet, Jagsters. That's one good thing about a short-haired dog. I think we can make a run for it, little buddy. Come on. There you go. Up. Up. Good job. Good job. Hey, how are you? Mildly wet. We were going to talk too about traveling with a guide dog, food and so forth. Thing is, if you're going to be gone more than a week and you're taking your dog with you, you probably really need to make preparations or some kind of advance planning for where to obtain dog food. Uh-oh. I said it would be coming. Before you leave on your trip, because, you know, you don't want a hungry dog, and you don't want to be feeding people food either, even though I always laugh at the schools, you know, they say, don't change your dog's diet, blah, 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 but, you know, a dog in the wild eats the most gross, raw, rotten, different junk every day. Of course, I realize these dogs are far more refined than that. Oh, man. All right, we gotta make a run for it, buddy. I'm getting really wet now. I didn't wear any socks with my Crocs, and at this point my feet are still dry. I just stepped in a pretty good puddle there, just got them a little wet, but yeah, they are a little wet. I'm hunched over and running. Let's go straight, little buddy. Come on. Let's go inside. I think I've got another shirt over here. And now both my shoes are wet. You can probably hear them squeak. Let's go inside, little buddy. We're wet. I think we're going to have to go dry off, little buddy, before you start shaking on everything. Good boy. Come on. That's it. Good doggy. Good wandering water, man. Good shake there, little buddy. We're dripping, Jakesters. Especially you.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.
Are you wet, Jakesters?